Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Around the fire. Would you like to hear a story?
We're doing an urban legend special because
who's afraid of the dark?
It's Halloween. Welcome to Nobody Panic, the spooky edition.
This is urban legends bonus episode.
So excited. I'm Stevie.
This is Halloween.
That's Halloween.
Halloween. I am Tessa. I've made myself very scared.
Tessa's just been watching clips from The Candyman and
with the sound
point,
off to try and grasp the plot.
She screamed so loud, she then leapt out of her seat onto the floor while screaming.
I didn't know I could travel that far. It was bad.
It's bad. I've never watched it because when I was little, when you used to go to like Blockbuster and you know, there'd be like the horror section and it'd be all the kind of videos, just showing my age, guys, I'm not 12. And all the horror movies, it was like Hellraiser and all those things. And I'd always look at them and I'd look at the boxes and Candyman had a bee on the front and I don't like bees. So I was like, oh, what's that? That was just one that, well, when I read the back, I remember thinking that sounds like the most scary film I've ever heard of. And I've never watched a clip. I've read the Wikipedia plot summary. That's it. So seeing you watch that and then scream and jump out of your chair made me feel so strong and powerful for my choices. Because if you're responding like that, I would never move or sleep or breathe again.
What, with the sound off?
Yeah, with the sound off.
Which is how like a nice... I watch horror trailers.
Yes, okay.
And I also read the Wikipedia plot.
Oh, I love that. It's my favourite thing.
I have only watched one when I was 14 or 12 or 13. We all went to the cinema and watched The Ring.
You watched The Ring at the cinema?
Yeah. Like everybody in the year went.
That's horrific.
And everyone was like, this will be fine. But it was not fine.
No, it's not... The narrator, it was not fine.
Spoiler, it was not fine. And she slept with the light on for 9 years.
I mean, I watched it at her house, at my friend's house. And obviously, there are pros and cons to that. Pros being like, I'm in a house, so it's not the cinema. It's not loud. I can leave.
Yeah.
Cons are, everyone rang the house phone the moment it finished.
When we watched
the DVD extras and you can just watch the film that they watch. The idea of The Ring.
Oh, you can actually watch The Ring film?
On the DVD, yeah.
Oh,
the bonus
no.
features. So anyone listening who hasn't watched The Ring, if you don't like horror movies, don't watch it. If you do, do give it a watch. It's amazing. Naomi Watts, based on an original Japanese version. I'd watch the Naomi Watts version. I found it more scary. I've watched both. The idea is that there's this cassette going around and if you watch the video, your phone,
you'll die in
your house
days.
Phone ring, rings and a girl goes like, 6 or 7 days. And in 7 days, everyone dies. And then in the film, you just sort of see how that happens. And on the bonus features, you could watch the video. Yeah. So then, but at one point, it didn't happen for a while because we realized that everybody on our like Nokia 3310s, everyone was like jammed it because we were all ringing at the same time trying to scare each other. But then when it did ring, because I'd been like, well, it hadn't got through. When it did ring, we all thought it was real.
You just shat yourself. It was absolutely...
She comes out of the TV, guys. She comes out of the TV.
It's absolutely horrendous.
It's harrowing.
Because you know, it's like horrible, of course, grainy, classic, you know, horror footage. And then
she's got hair all over her face. I mean, she's not got a big beard. I mean, like her hair off her head is over her face.
She's got a shave. She's in her white nightgown, black hair. It's like a very classic trope, horror movie trope.
She comes out of a pit.
But, and she climbs out of this pit herself. Of course, on like a home camera. It's like horrendous. But then you're of course like, you're like, well, it's a spooky thing, but it's on the screen.
Yeah.
She comes closer and closer to
really
the screen.
Really slowly.
But you're still like, I mean, this is horrendous. And this is the people watching it happen in the room, of course. And then
her hand comes out.
Her hand comes out of the screen in a way that's just like easily the sort of worst bit of the movie because you're like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
Like,
now the game has changed.
Oh, this is just blown. Oh shit.
Why couldn't they have watched it and then in 7 days they had a heart attack? Why couldn't that?
Why does she need to come
for them?
That's
the most efficient way of killing these people rather than a cursed girl coming out of the...
Basically, she bafflingly...
They die of fright.
They die of fright.
And then her faces are all twisted because they're screaming.
They also drown.
Yes, she drowns.
Because she was made to live in a well for 7 days.
Yes, that was
And the ring is the ring of light on the roof of the well that she can see in the darkness. Yeah. So she had a tough time.
Yeah, no one's
saying
that
she did not... The abuse became the abuser.
Absolutely,
you know?
Yeah.
So they leave her in a barn with the horses.
Just don't do that.
And then put her in a well.
I think it's actually a very good moral of sort of childcare.
Childcare.
Don't put your child in a well
and
at
really
any
consider
point.
Consider whether adoption is for you. Yeah. That's actually the message of the ring.
Actually, I think it's the adoption agencies that are the real villains of this tale. They shouldn't have let that woman adopt that child.
No!
What were they doing? Poor Samara. If anything, it's actually quite a touching, moving tale.
It is. It's a tragic tale of a young woman.
But
on the cusp of life.
Before we get into sort of urban legends, look, we're going to go through what it is afterwards. What's your adult thing this week?
I don't think I can even tell you.
Is it that you watched The Candyman from 1992?
I watched 22 seconds of The Candyman.
I'm going to have to get you to describe that to me as well.
I'm going to.
We'll do it later.
Okay, my adult thing is that I bought a pair of shoes from Bowdoin.
I mean, they must have been 10 grand. I've never been to Bowdoin. I'm so confused by Bowdoin as a concept. I feel like Dolly Alderton is Bowdoin.
So I saw it on her Instagram stories.
Yes.
She had these very sexy shoes on. And then I messaged her. I was like, they can't possibly be from Bowdoin. Bowdoin make like twin set
that my
cardigans.
Nan wears. That are lovely.
Lovely. But
my nan enjoys them.
They're for your nan, you know? And everyone says, like, oh, those shoes are sexy. Are they from Bowdoin? So I assume...
Bowdoin or Whistles.
Right?
Hobbs. Oh,
but I thought it was a joke that she was saying these outrageously sexy shoes are from Bowdoin.
Yeah, of course.
Turns out, not a joke. So I was like, in a delirious moment, was like, what? Maybe I want these sexy shoes.
Oh, my God.
They were in the sale. They were not wildly expensive, but they were certainly more expensive than a shoe.
Can you give us a number? Do you feel vulgar?
Yes, of course.
Get over it. £50?
£50.
That's fine. For shoes at Bowdoin, that is fine.
They're in the sale.
That's great. Congrats.
My debit card company shut it down because I thought it was fraud.
Well, she couldn't possibly be in Bowdoin.
They literally were like, oh, we've had some suspicious activity. Someone's bought some shoes from Bowdoin. And I just thought
goes to car boot sales and pays in cash.
She doesn't use her card. She hasn't bought a pair of new shoes in a shop since 1994.
Since those winter boots that you bought about 3 years
thank
ago.
Thank you so much. You're absolutely right. They are genuinely, yes.
So sturdy and so great.
They're so sturdy and good. Anyway, they shut me down because I thought it was fraud, and which really made me laugh. And then actually, it was a pleasure to deal with the company that were so good. And they then rang me, Bowdoin, and were like, we're so sorry. There appears to be some problem. You know, like an immediate customer
You wouldn't get that from New Look.
And you certainly would not. Well, quite. As I said to Daisy on the phone.
Daisy Bowdoin.
Daisy Bowdoin from customer services. And she was like, we're so sorry that you've been through this. I was like...
It's actually been really hard.
Yes. And then the little note said, you've got 365 days to return them.
I mean, what?
Heavens above.
This is why rich
people
have a nice life.
And then you get a little
life.
Message from Johnny Bowdoin, who I assume is either fictional or long from this world.
Okay, yeah.
So I think Bowdoin's been around for quite a while.
Yeah,
or
like at least 300
years. If he's alive and kicking, Well, thank you, Johnny.
I'm sure he must be alive, otherwise you wouldn't have got a note. That is macabre, like a note from like the dead founder of Bowdoin.
Well, I'm sure you get a KFC note from the Colonel.
Every time you get some chicken.
I've heard. Just
great.
Like, you know, it's from... I thought he was more like Captain Birdseye or something.
Understood,
I thought
right.
he was... But maybe he's a real guy. Please,
I'm
do
sure
get in touch, Johnny.
Bowdoin, yes.
Anyway, and then you get a note from him thanking you for your custom and saying you've got 365 days to return, no questions asked. Like, if they're not for you, give them back.
Wow.
It was all just like, I was like, holy
I
shit.
I shat on them. Can I get them back?
So I did a poo in the shoes.
Just to test it.
And I sent them back. But I was like, wow, I see why you pay the money for
I mean,
a good quality
I see
thing.
Why being rich is nicer.
It's nice.
It's a lesson we all learn at some
and
point.
And also, they were such a good shoe.
I mean, of course they were, because they're Bowdoin.
Yeah.
They are classic. You've bought a pair of Bowdoins.
I've got some Bowdoins, guys. And
See, look, this is why I want... Look, guys, if I'm aware, we've now just become the high-low.
Well, exactly.
That's just how... So I'll try and counter it by saying...
You be low.
I mean, I don't... Just my life is quite low. So, I mean, I can't think of an example. Oh, my adult thing is quite
some
low.
Some foxes got in the bin of ours last night and then got my gluten-free bread out and then didn't like it. So left it. And so like, imagine a fox being like, and what I really hope is the fox has like marked our territory and been like, don't bother.
No, bad bread.
These guys got nothing
bad
good.
Nothing. That's excellent. And like my adult thing is quite low.
Low, yeah.
As in low bar. So I'll do my adult thing and then I'll do what probably like a rich person would have said.
Please.
So me, I went around to Tessa's new flat. She's renting a nice little basement flat in a very cool area.
Where the foxes...
Where the foxes don't like gluten-free or they like gluten. And I went there and on the way there, I was like, oh, I should get like a little gift, like a housewarming thing to be like, oh, you know, because she keeps referring to her flat as the shithole. I'm sure it's not. But like, let's brighten it up a little.
Yeah.
So I got some flowers from Lidl because I was like, I don't know where any florists are. And what if I get there and there's like no Tesco Express? So I was like, go to Lidl. And then I went to a charity shop and bought a vase for like, I don't know, 50p. And then get turned up. And then as I was walking to Tessa's house, there were these incredible florists on the way there. I was like, okay, I should have maybe waited. Got there, put them in the thing. They didn't really fit, but it looks nice. And if I was a rich person, I'd be like, I sent some flowers to
ahead
of roses.
No, as in ahead of yourself. Ahead of schedule.
I was like panicking that I wasn't using the word. Well, I'm going to say I sent you ahead of roses, ahead of schedule, with a vase that I'd also, you know, matched with the flowers.
It was,
and did
honestly,
you like them?
It was so
that's
nice. It doesn't have
talking.
To be rich what you did. It was absolutely lovely. You stole some flowers from someone else's garden and you bought me a vase from
Jared's shop. Some flowers
you knew
from
I didn't have a vase and have a scrap of thing in my house.
I didn't know, but I presumed.
Yes.
Because I know that you're between places.
Betwixt and between. And you bought me some flowers to liven it up. And it was
I think
so
it's an adult
kind.
Thing to do because the old me would have been like, should get some flowers. But I have to carry them and I don't know where to get a vase from. And
yes.
I panic. And then
it's lovely to have a good thought and then to fill it.
Follow through.
The thought to fruition.
Oh my God, fruition is what it's all about. That and Bowden shoes. So there
we are. So welcome in, everyone.
You've got the measure of us. And now it's time for Urban Legend time. Oh my God.
Urban Legend.
Did you see the film Urban Legend from the 90s?
No. Did you see the early 90s show Goosebumps?
Yes, absolutely. Was that Urban Legend full?
Yeah, and the books.
Oh yeah, I read all the books.
With the double covers.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And the show... Are You Afraid of the Dark?
I mean, of course I watched that.
I really think they are responsible for latent millennial anxiety.
I think so as well. There was one that was called The Dark Music and there was like a door and in the basement there was music playing and smoke would come out and it was like whenever anyone went down there, they died. And I still think about it most nights.
It was
terrifying.
There was one where you got stuck in a mirror and then finally they got them out of the mirror.
But then
right at the end, her brother like comes back and they're like, oh my God, we did it, we did it. Then they're like, let's celebrate. She throws him an apple or some shit to celebrate. And then he catches
it in the wrong hand.
Really quietly, she's like, I thought you were left-handed. And then there's like a moment between them. And then you sort of cut to the mirror where the real one is like banging.
It's just...
And it was that sort of haunting horror.
We were like 10 slash 6 and when we were watching these. I can't. I've watched that one and I'd forgotten. And now I'm having
Sorry.
A horrible life. That's okay, because it was always in the back of my brain anyway. And probably the motivation for most of my mistakes. That's
what if you get caught in the mirror?
It's why I didn't go to the nice florist, because I watched All You Afraid of the Dark in the 90s.
That's why I bought the Bowden shoes.
So I did some research about what an urban legend is, because when I said, oh, we should do urban legends, Tessa, quite fairly, was like, oh, I'll talk about the...
Dyatlov Pass mystery.
Right. And then that was a mystery rather than an urban legend.
Yes.
And
so I said, oh, you mean like the woman who masturbated with a lobster?
And?
Oh, and then the warmth woke up the lobster. It laid some eggs inside her and 20 days later she gave birth.
I said, yes,
more
that's
like that.
The vibe. So I looked at what an urban legend actually is. The definition of an urban legend is a story that has, in quotation marks, happened to someone else and usually contains humorous or horrifying details, but the source is usually never actually known. So when it's someone like, oh my God, have you heard? So it's like a friend of a friend, my like cousin's friend.
And then you'd always be like, it literally happened.
No, I swear blind. Like, name is Rachel.
Yeah.
And it's like, when you actually speak to Rachel about that, she's heard it from a friend of a friend. What I find fascinating is whenever there's like a couple of them, which I will relay later on, and I grew up in the northwest of England, and people who grew up in you grew up in the south, you've heard it. She grew up in the deep south, you heard it. And our friend Liz grew up in Australia, she heard the story. So like, they are really being passed around. And this, when we were at school, we didn't have the internet really in a meaningful sense.
Not even really. It didn't exist at all. We went to primary school when these were at their peak,
yeah,
and up into sort of year nine.
Well, the high school ones were like the sex ones or the gory crime ones,
yeah.
Whereas primary school was like quite scary ones. That was primary school for me anyway.
But the late 90s, early 2000s were pre-internet. So this is before the day we left school, when you still texted AQA on 6336
for questions when you wanted to know something. Yeah. And also, you would finish texts with TB, text back. Imagine finishing every WhatsApp with WB.
Guys, welcome, please, our Generation Z or Y or T or whatever, whoever the young group are who've always been alive on the internet.
Bibbers.
Welcome. Thank you so much for being here. But in our day, each letter of the text cost money.
It did.
So you had to basically create this sort of like Morse code way to communicate that was as everything was shortened.
Yeah, because you'd get your £5 top-up card.
You couldn't say happy birthday, you had to say HB.
Oh, absolutely you did. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's where those things, yeah.
So now you can sort of really pinpoint how old we are.
So my point is that you couldn't check any of this shit.
No.
And so when someone's like, I don't believe that, you couldn't just go on Google and look it up
check,
and then be like, oh, that's not true. You had to just believe it. And also you could just fabricate anything into the story.
Mm, absolutely.
So if you told it, my point is that like, if you told the story once and someone was like, yeah, but how did XYZ happen, you'd be like, good point. So the next time you told it, you'd made up a reason, like
yes, and that's how the urban legends then became watertight.
That's how they became watertight.
Mwah!
Mwah, 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 mwah. You could not touch them. They were perfect.
But the first use of it, I found, was in 1968 in a book by Harold Brunvard, who it was called The Vanishing Hitchhiker, American Urban Legends and Their Meanings. And this was quite revolutionary, because then suddenly they realised that urban legends weren't just for like, in, again, massive quotation marks, and this is the wording of the book, primitive cultures. It was like developed Western cultures, because the more we could communicate, the more the urban legends spread. So that's why now, so I'm going to go through like the four different types or five different types. Now, urban legends still exist for young people, but in a completely different way. So like places like Reddit and sort of forums like that, it's spread like Slender Man is the best one. It's just spread like wildfire, and now it's kind of been killed dead because then they made a terrible film called Slender Man, which is just awful.
Yes, we don't want to see the film of it.
No.
As with all of these things,
you don't want to see the film.
It's so much better to be told a really good story is, in my mind, the purest form of
it's the best
of entertainment.
I prefer it when you've watched a crime thing or with an amazing twist or whatever, and you tell me, then me watch the crime thing. Because do you remember in like Edinburgh, and we were all like swapping like crime stories that we'd seen on various Netflix shows, and I hadn't seen any of them, and it was just the best. It was the best, because I love watching TV shows, but there's something so primal about being told a story that as humans we just love. Like, we love someone telling us a story because it immediately feels authentic, because you're like, well, you're not a liar. I mean, I know you're a liar, but like, most people are.
But also, if the story you know is like fictional, you're like, I'm happy to get involved with this story.
Yeah.
And what I think is also a really key thing about storytelling is that, like, in the early culture, when you told a story about like a beautiful princess, whatever, you just made up whatever that princess looked like in your head. Whereas now, if that princess is played by Angelina Jolie, you're sort of like, oh well, now I've got a physical,
and it's false, and it's a film,
And it's false. Whereas she's so much more; she could be all these things in your head if you're just communicating the story.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a crucial thing about, you want to believe, even though you know it's not real, probably in your brain, you're like, surely your friend of a friend and of a cousin didn't actually have this to happen. Like, this couldn't have actually happened. But you want to believe so much. So with the current urban legends, I don't know if you've heard of like creepypasta stories, which is like basically just very copy and pastable stories on like Reddit or there's loads of different forums for them. And everyone is in on the fact that they're not real, but they just try and like freak each other out as much as possible.
Yeah.
And then they spread in a way that is almost like people start to kind of feel like they are real and they are kind of exciting. And I think that's quite a cool thing. It's like we're going back to like traditional.
I follow AITA, the Am I the Arsehole, on Reddit.
Yes, yes.
You can also find it, if you don't like to get into Reddit, you can also just find it on Twitter. Mm. Someone screenshots the best ones. It's literally, they're always like, my brackets 23-year-old female boyfriend brackets 54-year-old M. Our relationship is great in every other way, except yesterday he came home and shat on the floor. I said, please, could you move that? And he hit me. Furious. Am I the arsehole?
Yeah, yeah. And so all of the men's ones are like, my 28F girlfriend, she's sort of getting slightly annoyed that I keep cheating on her. Am I the arsehole? You're like, yes, it's you.
Yes, you are. But sometimes they will be, not obviously fake, but like so absurd that you're like, this can't be real. Yeah. And which people underneath will post a special Reddit comment, and I'm not au fait enough to use the special lingo.
Understood.
But it's like, fake, but we like it.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
I don't care that this is fake. It's good storytelling.
It's good content.
Mm-hmm. FBC, fake. FBGC, fake but good content.
Great. That's what it may be.
It could be.
Maybe. So should we talk about the different types?
Please.
So,
tell me.
And if you have any that spring to mind.
I'll pop right in.
Medical hoaxes.
Okay.
So one really obvious one is...
No. Can you tell it now, please? Correctly.
Okay.
In the playground.
Did you know?
Yeah, and you've got to tell it like it's your someone.
Oh my God, I will. So my cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
I'm already so in.
Okay. You are so articulate for a child.
Yeah. You don't have to tell it like we're... I just meant like give it the same gravitas.
So my cousin.
Yeah.
Andrew.
A name.
He's been going out with this girl and she chews gum all the time. Constantly.
She chews gum.
Even like, you know, obviously at school it's not allowed, but she still chews it. She whenever the teacher catches her and goes like, oh, you're chewing gum, she swallows it. So she's like, no, I'm not. And then it's stuck all in the insides of her stomach. And then she was rushed into hospital and she's now died. Because all of her insides stuck together.
Wow.
She can't poo.
Well, she's dead. So as much as she can't
poo. She couldn't poo for a long time and then she died.
This, and now it's like a classic Stevie thing, which is... No, nothing. Just, I see...
As so the you, ending before
as
the...
you approach the end, I see your eyes gently glaze.
Yeah.
And then you're like, and then she died. And also... She can't
well,
poo.
Because there are so many different, and this is the problem that I had with Urban Legends that I never told them.
Because the setup was fantastic.
I don't, because the endings always were like, well, hang on, how, like either too far or like there were too many alternate endings. So one of them is that it just stuck to her insides and now she's really ill. Then okay. I was like, that's not enough.
I like, it was so full up her bumhole that it got stuck and then she exploded.
See, I would never believe that, but if she died, I'd be like, wow, because she's dead.
Okay.
I have a worse one.
Yeah.
There are certain elements that I don't quite know.
You guys got to make them up.
Yeah, but then I'll make the wrong ones up
and it won't make sense. No, commit. Believe in yourself.
Okay. So,
just make it up and say it with panache.
So you know we from high school.
Who?
Sorry. Already I'm all over the place. So there was a high school that was called We From High School.
Perfect.
That was in our town. And whenever there was an Urban Legend, it was always like, oh my God, so it's like Laura from like We From.
Perfect.
And we'd be like, oh my God, yeah, we played against like with like netball last week.
Oh my God, she plays goal attack.
Of course she is.
Laura's a goal attack. Anyway, she's got something weird going
on. The point is that... I don't know if you've seen in the news that these, like, someone's been breaking into the morgue, which is, like, obviously horrible, but nothing's been even happening and no one kind of understands why. But, like, someone's been breaking into the morgue and then, it's the worst, then, do you know Ben, who, like, sometimes comes to school dances, but fit Ben?
Yes.
Yeah. So Laura's been going out with Ben and they've started, like, doing the going down thing.
Yeah.
Anyway... Oh, God, I can't, actually, because it's the worst. I'm not going to tell the story properly because it's so horrible. There's basically an urban legend that I was told where...
Shall I take...
Someone was breaking into the morgue.
Yeah.
No one knew why. Separately, someone had maggots because they'd been having sex with the dead people. And the girl found out because when they were, like, doing stuff, there was, like, maggots on his penis. Isn't it the worst thing you've ever heard in your whole life?
So I heard...
Also, I'm
not
so sorry for children and grandparents listening.
I heard that it was... he worked at the morgue.
Oh my God, great.
So that gave you an in.
Oh, rather than it's on the news. I'm terrible
no,
at Urban Legend.
You're so good. Stop this.
Go on.
And that she went to the doctor with an STD. The doctor's like, you've got this STD, but we only see this popping up in corpses. I don't understand how you could have got this.
Really clever. Okay. See, that's so clever. So much clever than those maggots on his penis.
No, that's good. That's perfect. A maggot but, stuck underneath his foreskin.
Yeah. Oh, God. Tessa!
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm better at telling the crime ones, which is the next category.
Please.
Hard crime.
Hard crime.
Okay. So, we've all heard this one, I think, anyway. Couple, they're making out. They're making out in the forest.
Okay.
And they've gone to, like, a secluded place to make out. Their boyfriend is like, oh, I'm just going to go and have a wee. She's like, oh, it's really dark outside. Can we just, like, don't. Let's just go back. And he's like, no. I want to carry on this sweet making out sesh.
Where are they? Just the two of them walking along?
In, like, a very... No, they're in a car.
They're in a car?
They've pulled up into a wood.
Oh, in, like, a make-out
spot. And it's, like, a
spot.
Popular sort of make-out spot.
Great.
She's like, already didn't tell all the details. He's going to just pop out, have a wee. She's like, oh.
Can I just say this is such a good story?
It's a good story, isn't it?
No, as in you're telling this so good.
Oh, God, thank you.
You're so welcome.
Right, then. She comes. It's because I'm not pretending it's like a friend of a friend.
Yeah,
because I'm
telling
the story.
You're doing so well.
So he pops out. She's like, he's gone for ages. She's like, oh, I'm bored. He's left the engine running. They wanted to keep warm during the makeout. She turns on
and
the
radio. And it's these
radio.
Details that are setting it apart. It's fantastic.
He's called Benjamin.
Fantastic.
Or Benedict. Anyway, so she turns the radio on because she's bored. And it's the news. The news radio is saying that there's been a breakout in a nearby maximum security prison. And there's a psychotic killer is on the loose. She doesn't really think much of it, but she just starts to get a bit freaked out because her boyfriend's gone. And she's like, oh, God, I have to come back. Anyway, suddenly she hears police sirens. And she just presumes there's going to be like an ambulance or something going past, but it's not. It's loads of police cars. They all circle her around the car. Someone gets the megaphone out and they're like, leave the car. And suddenly she's like, hang on. She can hear this like banging on the roof of the car, like a weird sort of, not like a banging, sort of like this. Like that. And she's like, what? And so then the guy, the policeman is like calling through the megaphone. She's hearing this noise. He's like, get out of the car and walk towards us. Get out of the car. Get out. Don't look back. Get out of the car. She's quite freaked out. She opens the car door. She gets out. She starts walking. Everyone's going, don't look behind you. Don't. And this noise is continuing behind her. She looks behind her. There's a crazed killer on the roof of the car. And he's got her boyfriend's head. And he's just smashing it on the top of the car window. Good urban legend, right? Good urban legend. That's the one. That was the one that we got a lot.
That was very, very well
Thank
told.
You. It's because I told it a million times, and also like had it told to me so many times.
You did great.
Thank you. Halloween.
Well done. So I've got a crime one.
Okay, great.
Girl is driving along at night, and she is on a particularly difficult and like dangerous road, and there's a siren start behind her, and she tries to like she can't pull over, and she's
there's
like,
no hard
oh,
shoulder.
Shit, I must be speeding or whatever. Oh, bloody hell. Oh, bloody hell.
She's from the north.
Oh, bugger. All right, she's speeding and she's like trying to flash. She like puts her hand out and waves to be like, I can't stop. And then they're still like flashing their right on her tail. And she's like, she doesn't want to be in trouble for like if police avoidance. So she calls 999 and she's like, I'm really smart girl. Mm. And this is before it was illegal to use telephones in the car. And otherwise she'd be really fucked. And they're like, anyway, she calls 999 and she's like, I'm really, really sorry. I can't, they're flashing me, but I can't pull over. Please, will you tell them I'm not trying to escape? And they're like, yeah, of course, just tell us the where are you and we'll radio the police car. And so she says exactly where they are, and she's and he says, can you see their number plates? And she reads the number plate to the car, and then the operator says, okay ma'am, you're going to keep driving, and you're going to keep driving. And she carries on driving, and another police car meets her along the route, and then another one, and then the police car that was behind her turns its lights off and starts driving away. And it wasn't a police car at all, it was just a guy with flashing lights on the top of her car, on their car, who was going to pull her over. And he, there was a spate of him pulling over women on the side of the road.
Oh, it's horrible. It's, but also it's crucial. I see the girl has to get away.
The girl must get away.
Where did the story come from?
Exactly.
Very clever, very smart.
Sorry, and then they catch him.
And then they catch him, obviously, and then everyone's okay.
Then they catch him, he goes to jail, and it turns out no one ever got hurt.
Mm-mm. So if you've seen the 90s film Urban Legend, mm-hmm. it is really good because it compiles loads
of those.
Does
that one happen?
No, but there's one that's similar, which is a girl is she pulls up, she's driving late, and late night, driving rain, she pulls up to a petrol station. And there's this very, the guy that works at the petrol station, in the middle of nowhere, is very, quite creepy. And he has like a sort of, it's not fair, but he has quite a scary stutter. He looks quite scary.
Oh, yeah.
He has no kind of like sense of spatial awareness. And he's sort of standing there and she's trying to fill up and she feels incredibly frightened and incredibly uncomfortable. And she's sort of filling up the petrol and then she's trying to pay and he's sort of, he's trying to tell her something, but then he's sort of like lurching towards her and she's like, oh, I don't know, gets in the car. And then as she drives off, he screams, there's someone in the back of your car. And that's what he's been trying to tell her the whole time. And that's why he's been like... And so in the film, it's, I think she like probably gets a head chopped off or something. But there's something about, yeah, someone being in the back of the car. That I hate that. But the other category of legend is the one that's spread on the internet. So like Slender Man, which doesn't actually have...
So what's the category called?
It's called like... Internet creepypasta would be the okay. kind of thing, because that's where it all comes from. And
no, what's if one's called like medical hoaxes and crime stories, what's this third category called?
It is called just like literally spread
the
through
internet.
The internet, because it's kind of because it can be any sort of urban legend, but it's just the way in which it's disseminated okay. is so different.
Understood.
And also like the way people deal with it is so different because they know it's not real. But then the Slenderman thing is different, because Slenderman is just...
Tell me, what is Slenderman?
It started because somebody doctored a photo to show a really like distortingly tall man in the background of these like old historical photos, then put them online, and then like a quote being like, no one knows who this man is, and these children were never seen again or whatever. Yes. And a complete like lie, but like fun. Yeah. And then it really caught the attention of everybody. So then people started telling stories and about Slender Man and about how they'd seen this like tall, scary man in the woods before something terrible happened, or sightings of it. You'd see like old photos and then quite a lot of old photos that they'd have like a flash distortion. And if you look at it, it looks like it could be a very tall man and like a blur. And Slender Man became like just, everyone was like talking about him on the internet. And then in 2014, two very young girls stabbed another girl at school, saying that Slender Man made them do it and they were doing
Holy
it for
shit.
Slender Man. Yeah. And then in 2014, there were loads. There was actually, I'll get them up, because there were actually quite a few full crimes. So after the hearing, after hearing the story on the news about these stabbings, they were in, I'm going to say, Waukesha. In the United States. So after hearing the story on the news, a woman from Ohio told a TV reporter that her 13-year-old daughter had also attacked her with a knife and had written like macabre fiction involving Slender Man, who said the mum said motivated the attack. And then in 2014 as well, a 14-year-old girl set her family's house on fire.
Oh my God.
While her mum and her 9-year-old brother were inside, because she'd been reading online stories about Slender Man. And as well as this is also a story called The Soul Eater. So this is like young girls who've obviously, you know, they've got other stuff going on and they've not latched onto the fact that this is fake.
Well, look how we responded to like watching The Ring at that age.
Absolutely.
But we didn't have the internet or any sort of means to do anything else with that extreme energy apart from just not sleep and tell each other stories. Whereas if you'd had more of an outlet or anyone telling you, you know, you're so impressionable.
So impressionable. And all it takes is for you to read these stories or read a story and not know that it's not supposed to be real. And then you're done. Then you're like, you know, it's... But yeah, so then there was like a documentary, which is quite a good one, called Beware the Slender Man. And that was all about this kind of... just the cult status of this. Like, and there's a really fun and terrifying game called Slender Man as well. That's just like horrifying. And he's like popping out of the woods. And oh my God, it's horrible. And the noise is horrific. But then it got killed because the terrible film was made. And it was just awful. And everyone was like, Slender Man is dead now. And then actually the reaction to the stabbings, Slender Man slowly became... there was loads of stories told about him that he was actually quite a nice... like he would protect children. And there was like Skinny Sally was like a little girl who he would be holding to show that like he didn't kill children, because it was always surrounding children and killing children and trying to manipulate children and stuff. But it's so fascinating how these things like are so... they just become so real because you want them to be real. It's the whole point of an urban legend.
Of course. Well, an origin tale of a similar thing in the sort of mid-century, and that like very spooky mid-America time when everyone's wearing like sort of cheesecloth.
Oh, I understand.
And braces.
Oh, the famous cheesecloth and braces in mid-America time. That's what it's called.
You know,
called.
Like, spooky.
They're on a prairie, but it's spooky.
Right?
Yeah,
it spooks. That's a horrible look. It's very...
it is a bad look.
It's like a very spooky look. So yeah. That sort of time. Mm. Who's to say what time it is? But, you know, it, we all know it.
Could still be sort of now in
what
areas.
I'll say is Massachusetts.
Okay.
Could be.
That's not mid-America, but...
is it not?
No.
Oh, well... So somewhere in America at this time, there is a man called No Face Charlie.
Oh, no.
No
Face Charlie.
Oh, no. Who is seen at night.
Right. Sorry.
Oh, God, yeah, right.
Yeah, is he?
Right, okay. Yeah, walking around. Yeah, he's walking through fields. He's often seen in tunnels.
Right. Sorry. On board.
No, I know, it's awful, isn't it?
It's just sort of wearingly terrifying.
In that spooky, and people who have seen him say he hasn't got a face. So
imagine. Did you see that man the other day? Yeah, he hasn't got a face. No, he didn't, did he?
No.
I thought he zero face. But just smooth.
Alone.
Smooth like an egg.
Alone in the dark, and you see this
faceless man.
Faceless man, No Face Charlie. So of course he became the thing of total legend.
Why didn't everyone just leave the town?
It was mid-America cheesecloth time.
You
haven't got money. Cheesecloth is that fabric.
Yeah, I know. They had cheesecloth and it was just...
You can't just move town because of No Face Charlie.
You go to Manhattan if you're wearing cheesecloth.
You just have to become one of those women who's like, oh, this town's got some dark secrets.
Oh, I've seen him at night.
No Face Charlie, we know him. We don't speak of him. We can't afford to move, you know?
Because of cheese.
We're just trapped in this, you know, joyless, loveless town, being terrified
by a joyless, loveless marriage.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, after many years and many, many sightings of No Face Charlie, so he wasn't just like a spooky story. He was like, he had been seen. Reporters managed to track him down.
Oh.
Imagine how terrified you'd be actually seeing No Face Charlie and coming across him and shouting his name and him stopping in the tunnel and turning to you with his no face. Turned out to be a man who lived right on the edge of town who had been terribly disfigured in an electrical accident. And he said people were scared of him, so he just took to walking at night so he wouldn't scare anyone.
Oh, don't walk at night. You should go around with muffins and be like, hello.
Hello,
I'm your neighbour.
Would it be okay to look upon my disfigured face?
I hope so.
I hope not to scare you anymore.
I'm just a nice man.
By walking at night alone.
Walking out alone in tunnels.
In my tunnel.
That is number one. If you live on the outside of a cheesecloth town and you've had an electrical accident, don't walk around at night. That is route one.
Top tip, number one.
Oh, that's so sad, because they're often rooted in quite sad things.
In terrible, very believable tragedy.
Slender Man was probably just quite tall and quite hungry.
Quite tall, hungry guy who just was on the edge of the crop field. And then when people saw him, they...
trying to eat some wheat.
He sparked. What's that word?
He scarped.
Thank you so much. Anyway, so then No Face Charlie, whose name wasn't Charlie, it was Robin.
I don't believe he's called Robin.
No, but said with confidence. He did have a name, who's a real guy. Anyway, then he was embraced by the cheesecloth town, which became a boom town. And everyone lived happily ever after.
I love
but
that story.
But at the end of his, he didn't go out walking anymore.
Oh, because he could go in the day.
And everyone could go like, in the day now. Oh, and everyone so wouldn't nice. Be scared
Look,
of him.
A nice ending.
A
to
nice
an
ending
urban
to a spooky
day. Story.
Lord.
So, I was going to make a point, which is like, in a way, you know, it's like fake news stuff. Mm. That's urban legend in a way.
Yeah. And it's just like, do you like the story? In which case, doesn't matter if it's fake.
Yeah.
You know?
God.
Fake, but good content.
Do you have one to end on?
This is just one in the list of urban legends called The Baby Train, to which I was obviously like, oh, no.
Oh, it's a train of babies.
But it turns out just to be an enormous spike in birth rates in another Midwest cheesecloth American town.
Oh, of course.
That hundreds of babies were just born at the same time and over the next space of a month. And everyone was like, on earth? What on earth is this? Mm. And they thought there was like water, something in the water, some, you know, and it was like people... Government officials were sent to investigate it because it was so outrageous. It was like five, I don't know. It was way over a million babies were born.
I was like, don't go into numbers.
Don't even guess a number. Anyway, they went to investigate. They couldn't find anything wrong with the place. Looked up what had happened 9 months earlier. And for 2 weeks, a freight train had been passing through and blowing its whistle at 5:30 a.m. every morning, which then all the locals were like, well, too early to get up for work and too late to go back to sleep.
They all boned.
Everyone just boned and made these babies, and it was like a genuine government mystery of like how all these babies had arrived.
That's
and it was
so
like it was
funny.
Just the whistle train.
That's so
it's quite sweet for something that we called the baby train.
I think that was a mystery, not an urban legend though.
Oh, stop.
No, but I like mysteries as well, so I think we're going to include it.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I was only because I read about it today and I was like, I think it's quite a sweet one.
Eating spiders at night. Oh. Someone told me that their friend of a friend of a friend, they ate their customary, I mean, at that point, we were saying it was around sort of 10 a night that you were eating. Apparently, it's like one a year that crawls into your mouth, because why would they crawl into a hot pit that's breathing carbon dioxide at them?
Exactly.
They're not morons. Anyway, spider crawls in. She doesn't realise. 4 weeks later, she's just, I don't know, let's say she's probably on a date. They're getting off with each other, and then a million spiders come out of her throat.
No,
because it's hatched its eggs. He's just trying to get off with these spiders. That's
really it. Oh, that is so bad.
It's so bad.
Oh, that's awful. Oh, that's awful. I've got one.
Leave us on a banger. Come on.
I tell you this tiny thing to leave. And yes. I genuinely believe this happened to a woman in my village.
Okay.
Until it was told to me by somebody else. And I was absolutely furious.
Mm.
So again, if you question them, they're like, oh, no, it wasn't me. It was, I heard that from Susan. I heard it from her. In my mind, it was first hand. Jane is, her mother is away on holiday.
Mm.
And Jane is, you know, her mother's sort of into her 80s and has this old, old dog. He's a greyhound
or a
sort of Irish wolfhound.
Oh,
one of those boys.
Love those boys.
But he's old. He's terribly old.
Gentle boy.
And while the mother is away on holiday and Jane's looking after this dog, she's house sitting, the Irish wolfhound, he passes gently away in his sleep.
Oh.
And he's quite a big boy. And Jane doesn't want this body, the dog, just to be there. You know, she's like, well, what I'll do is I will take him and I'll have him cremated and I will have the things ready for when mother comes home and we can, you know,
spread his ashes.
And that'll be lovely. And so she's very somber. But it was an old dog and she's, you know, and she tells her mum and you know, everyone's very sort of calm about it and it's all okay. And so Jane is now like, well, now I need to get this dog to the crematorium.
Yes.
But of course, quite a big Irish wolfhound. And so she puts him into a suitcase because she needs to get him across town on the bus.
Mm.
And Jane doesn't drive. So that's her only mode of transport. So she puts this big dog, wraps him up in a lovely blanket, you know, and puts him in the suitcase and takes him to the bus stop. And as she's boarding the bus, and it's quite a heavy bag, and this sort of nice young gentleman is like, can I help you with your bag? And she says, oh my goodness, thank you, what a lovely kind thing to do.
Oh,
of course. And you know, and she gets on and she, you know, he goes to place the bag, at which point he runs off with the suitcase.
Oh my
and
god,
steals it from her, and she watches him run down the road. And and then he disappears. He takes it. He's gone. She's never to be seen again. But obviously the magic of the story is imagining this.
Opening the suitcase.
This thief being
like dead dog.
Woman going on holiday
massive
with big
dead
suitcase.
Dog.
Massive dead
massive
dog.
Dead dog.
So good.
So
oh,
good.
No. Maybe my wife.
It's a bonus.
It's a bonus.
But it's a long episode. It's a long episode and that's fine.
This is from our friend an actual friend.
Oh my God.
But I don't.
Is it?
Yeah. Said that a girl he knew, so there we go, went to the nice, classy boyfriend's family home for the first time, goes running upstairs to find the bathroom, not super well, and is like, oh, and it's one of those like quite classy houses where every time you open a room, you're like, oh, that's the sewing room. Jesus Christ.
The room for socks.
Oh, what's this? And like, you know, just can't, every door looks the same, can't find the bathroom. Eventually finds what she thinks is the bathroom. It's like, oh, thank God, but it's just a bath and the sink. And you're like, oh, Jesus Christ. So she's like, forget it. This door has a lock. Locks
Let's
the door,
do
whatever. Sink about. Look.
Should
so she actually, what she should have done, but she instead goes for the sink.
Of course.
So she sits on the edge of the sink. She's like, this is no problem.
Yeah.
That's where we cut away in the film.
Okay.
And so we cut. We leave her there. We cut away. We cut to the family at the... Jeremy, where's her? Where is she?
Who's
her?
Who's
this is me just...
To cut the cutlery. Yeah, just do some cutlery.
Just gently cutting
tinkle,
my fork.
Tinkle, tinkle.
She seems to have gone a long time.
Oh.
Should we go and...
Oh, she's okay.
Oh, she, oh, where is she? So then they go upstairs to find her.
Oh, no.
There's water on the landing.
Yeah.
They open the door. She's concussed. Ass up. on the floor. She'd sat on the sink. The sink had come away from the hinges. She had careered forward, hit her head on the edge of the bath, knocked herself out. The plumbing water was just squirting out, and she's just ass up, trousers down.
Shat herself.
She's, well, the who's to say where the shit is at this
Probably
point?
Probably somewhere.
While water floods the floor, and she's unconscious in the bath.
Look, great urban legend to end on. Well done, everybody.
And with that, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Please tell us your urban legends.
Oh, messages
tell
your urban
us
legends.
The murders that happened in your that people said happened at school.
That definitely
tell us
didn't.
The thing that somebody's cousin did.
Oh, my God, please.
Tell us the thing that your aunt escaped from the jaws of death. Tell us it all.
At Nobody Panic Pod, tweet us. I'm up for a thread. If you want to tweet me a thread story, tweet it. Or write it in your notes and screenshot it. Or if you want to send us an email, nobodypanicpodcast@gmail.com. We want to know your stories. And I'm at Stevie M. This is a five.
I'm at Tessa Coates.
Have a great Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Bye-bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, you know, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But yeah, this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.